to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And, of course, we have our medical co-host, the excellent internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, happy to be here again.
Of course. I know you are. And we have a special guest with us today. His name is Jack Challum. And, you know, the topic we want to start off today's show with is diabetes, pre-diabetes, and weight problems. Yeah, and with us, of course, is Jack, and he happens to have just written a book called Stop Pre-Diabetes Now. And he is also has a newsletter called The Nutrition Reporter. And Jack's one of the most trusted and respected nutrition and health writers in America. He's the author of several excellent books. We just mentioned one, Stop Pre-Diabetes Now. Another one would be The Food Mood Solution. And, of course, he publishes the newsletter, The Nutrition Reporter. And welcome to the Wilner Window, Jack.
Hey, it's good to be back on the show.
That's right. We had you last month. And if all goes well, we'll have you next month as well.
Sounds like a plan.
It is. Okay. Jack, how big a problem is diabetes and its related complications here in the United States?
It's huge, and I think a lot of people don't realize the scale of the problem. And 4 out of 5 Americans are now overweight or obese. Men are a little bit worse off than women, probably because women tend to be watching their weight all the time. And being overweight is the prime risk factor for prediabetes and type 2 diabetes. So I'll give you a couple more statistics. The number of people with type 2 diabetes, which used to be called adult onset, it's now up to about 23 million, and basically that number increases by 1 million a year. And they come from this huge pool of people with various forms of prediabetes, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 million Americans.
So it looks like you go from pre-diabetes to diabetes, obviously.
Yeah, and one of the ways I position pre-diabetes is it's sort of a prelude, but it's also a window of opportunity. And it's during this early stage that it can be reversed if you work on diet and supplements and physical activity. When you get to the point of having type 2 diabetes, when your blood sugar and insulin are just going through the roof, it's more difficult to reverse. Not entirely impossible, but that's when you really sort of get into the grips of the conventional medical establishment, and their approach really focuses on drug treatment rather than lifestyle.
Okay, so what would be some lifestyle things that people could do?
Well, one would be eating healthier foods. I just heard an interesting phrase yesterday, one person talking to another, you don't want to dig your grave with your teeth. And that really captures...
Get your nose dirty. Right?
Yeah, that really captures the essence of this. And since really the 1950s, as a country, as a society, we have been overwhelmed with junk food. The 1950s are when the first TV dinners appeared. They're now basically microwave dinners. This is when McDonald's got its start. And basically, the junk food push since that time has been relentless. And it's these foods that basically make people fat and pre-diabetic and type 2 diabetic. And when you put your foot into this mess, then your risk of heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, everything else increases. And it's kind of funny this time of year, you know, everyone's worried about the swine flu.
Yeah.
Well, it's really pre-diabetes and overweight that they really ought to be concerned about, because that's going to kill far more people.
But is there a shot to prevent it?
No, there's no shot.
Well, that's kind of my question. You know, we're talking about prediabetes, and obviously it's the first step towards diabetes, and I guess people know what diabetes is. But except for being overweight, is there any other way that somebody knows if they have, quote-unquote, prediabetes? What are the symptoms of prediabetes?
Well, one of the things I look at and I talk about in the Stop Prediabetes Now book is just kind of like looking at how you function day to day. And a lot of people get sleepy after they eat lunch. And they think, well, this is normal. It happens to almost everyone. Well, this is really a pre-diabetic sign, because it reflects blood sugar, which is rising too fast and too high. Mood issues tie in, and people's moods tend to track with their blood sugar. So if someone just is kind of like up and down the whole day, you know, going from a good mood to a bad mood, it usually follows their blood sugar, and that's another sign. A lot of people attribute these signs and symptoms to hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, but they're actually signs of high blood sugar.
And it's interesting because, you know, if you look at the, as you say, the establishment, they work with numbers. They say if your blood sugar is, what is it, over between 100 and 120, then that could be a sign of prediabetes?
Yeah, and I think their numbers are wide enough to drive a Mack truck through, and they're almost meaningless. And so if your blood sugar is 99, are you really healthy? You know, if mm-hmm. your blood sugar goes up another point or two, then you're pre-diabetic. And it's pretty obvious if your blood sugar is in the 90s, you're already moving in that direction. And it's like it's time to slam on the brakes and change the way you're eating, take some supplements, do a little more physical activity. It doesn't mean you have to go to a gym every day, but just going for a walk every day will improve blood sugar and will burn a surprising number of calories, too.
You know,
you said that the numbers, the gap is big enough to drive a Mack truck through. But following through with your premise, what you mean to say was it's big enough to drive a Big Mack truck.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Good point. I mean, the normal range is technically from 65 to 100 in terms of blood sugar, and that range is so wide it's meaningless, and the ideal number seems to be about 79 or 80.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know that's a good thing to shoot for, but you know, most people I would say would probably be in the 90s for sure.
Yeah, and so the closer you can get to that ideal, you know, if your blood sugar is 95 and you can get it down to 88, hey, you have just added years to your life, and not just years, but good functioning years. And if you're at 88 and can get it down to about 82 or 83, even better.
Yeah, no. Those are great things to strive for. Okay, we're going to start taking your call shortly, but when we get back, we're also going to discuss some of the nutrients that you can take, some of the dietary supplements, things like silymarin, vitamin D, things that you can take to improve your chances of cutting out this problem with prediabetes and diabetes. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arne Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Chalom, and we'll all be back after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas.
This is Arne Gitomer. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further than the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices you can find. It's true. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our everyday low 20% discounts, here are some current sales prices. Enzymatic Therapy, the full line, 35% off list. And Nature's Way, the full line, is also 35% off list. Rainbow Light, Natrol, full lines at 30% off list. We have selected products from Solgar and Quality of Life on sale from 40 to 44% off list. And there's more.
Now, how do you find out what else is on sale or what the more is that Arne just said? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you check out the on sale tab. While you're there, you can also sign up for our newsletter or you can request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog if you choose. It's 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. That number, once again, 1-800-633-1106. And, of course, even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And then our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead, 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on our website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
You can always count on Doctor's Best to bring you great deals on the quality nutritional supplements you want. One that I know you want is CoQ10, supplement now recognized as so valuable everybody should be taking it, especially if you're on statin drugs. Doctor's Best has a complete line of high-absorption CoQ10 supplements in veggie caps or soft gels, and they're now on sale at 50% off list. To put it another way, one-half price. How's that for a deal? CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant, plays a role in cellular energy production, immune function, and heart health. You don't want to miss this opportunity to stock up on high-absorption CoQ10 from Doctor's Best. Not when you can get it at half price. Doctor's Best, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. Our special guest joining us today is Jack Challum. Okay, we were talking, I said we'd begin talking about some of the supplements that we could take to help with this pre-diabetes, diabetes condition. And, you know, I'm looking, and I see you in your book, you mention silymarin, you know, which I've always thought was a liver, you know, a liver regenerating herb and stuff like that. Why silymarin?
Well, a lot of people forget that the liver works in tandem with the pancreas to regulate blood sugar levels. And so it's really a natural product to use to support normal blood sugar. What's even better is there have been three clinical studies. These are studies with actual people taking silymarin. In the studies, 200 milligrams three times a day. It's fairly high dose. But what happens over the course of a year is that all of their numbers improve significantly. Blood sugar, glycated hemoglobin, sugar in the urine, insulin. I mean, literally everything across the board improves. So over the years, as I've tracked the research on silymarin and other supplements, this one really has moved to the top of my list because it is so consistently good. And for those listeners who don't understand what silymarin is, it's an extract of the herb called milk thistle. And silymarin is really the antioxidant component, far more potent than the raw herb per se.
Okay, and you'd recommend a standardized type of product?
Oh, yeah. You have to go with a standardized product whenever you're dealing with herbs. Otherwise, if you're just dealing with the raw herb, the potency of the active ingredients can vary by 50-fold.
Yeah, I know Solgar makes a nice standardized milk thistle also. Okay,
I think we might mention we also have it in the Wilner phytotherapy line as well, 80% standardized.
Yeah, and there's a few nice milk thistles around. I know Nature's Way has a nice milk thistle also.
Okay. Yeah, I had never heard of this before, but I'm looking in the National Library of Medicine. I see in 2006 there's a 4-month-long double-blind study from, of all places, Iran, that seems to show benefit lowering blood sugar, lowering cholesterol as well.
Yeah, and I think the real linchpin study was published maybe about 10 years ago. It was a group of Italian researchers, and they were treating people who were in very bad shape, people with type 2 diabetes and cirrhosis of the liver. So their livers weren't functioning very well to begin with, and they had dramatic improvements. So if you're in better shape than that, I think you'll have still better results.
Now, how does the dose compare to the usual dose we use for liver disease?
These trials use 200 milligrams three times a day, and one of the ways I approach supplementation is if you're adding other things, and we're going to be talking about these other supplements, like vitamin D and lipoic acid, you can actually lower the dose because there's sort of a synergism among these different natural substances. And it also helps you save save some money because high doses of silymarin can be costly. And if you combine it with some of the less expensive but beneficial ingredients, cinnamon is another one of those, you're really ahead of the game.
Okay. So how – all right, you started with silymarin. How would you – what other things would you throw into the mix?
Well, vitamin D, as you know, has gotten a lot of attention over the last few years. And one of the areas that has been actively researched but hasn't quite made it to headline status is vitamin D's role in managing blood sugar. And it's really vitamin D combined with calcium, because both seem to be involved in insulin function and regulating blood sugar. And there have been some good studies with people showing that if they're taking just modest doses of vitamin D and calcium, their blood sugar pretty much stays the same over a three-year period in one study. And people who didn't take vitamin D or calcium, their blood sugar got worse by about 6 or 7 points in that same time. And just going back to our earlier discussion, that if your blood sugar is at 95, you know, if it's going up 6 or 7 points, basically you're shooting straight into the pre-diabetic category. So this is a combination that a lot of people think in terms of bone health, but it has dramatic benefits in terms of managing blood sugar.
Okay, how important is something like chromium?
Very, very important. And there have been studies that have shown that simply a deficiency of chromium and nothing else mimics all the symptoms of type 2 diabetes. That doesn't mean chromium deficiency is always the cause of diabetes, but it's usually a factor. And there's a study done, I think, about 8 or 9 years ago. And what they found was the effective dose was 500 micrograms twice a day. And up to that point, people were thinking, well, maybe 200 micrograms a day or 400 micrograms a day. And the findings were kind of mixed. And once they up the dose to a total of 1,000 micrograms a day, and we're talking about a couple of very tiny capsules here, there were significant benefits in blood sugar, in blood fats too, cholesterol and triglycerides as well.
Okay, and I could see, you know, you mentioned, you know, when you start mixing things, you know, you add, you know, silymarin and lipoic acid and chromium, you start getting very, very interesting things happening.
Yeah, and a lot of people can probably manage just taking two or three of these supplements and making some real headway toward normalizing their blood sugar.
Okay, we're going to pause for a quick break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gotomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest, Jack Chalom, will be right back.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B-complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go for a check on the traffic.
Over on the LIE westbound side in Queens, heading in towards the lower deck of the LIE, heading for the BQE, we had a car fire. It's been extinguished, although we still have some residual volume as you try to head for that area. Elsewhere through Queens, we're in good shape on the Grand Central. No major problems to report on the Van Wyck Expressway. Hudson River Crossings, George Washington Bridge, Lincoln Holland Tunnel. I'm not seeing any delays for you. That's good news. Heading into New Jersey, Turnpike and the Parkway in very good shape for you. Across the Tappan Zee Bridge, we have no complaints in Purchase. 684 southbound side at exit 2, an accident that's right by Westchester County Airport. So anticipate delays on Long Island, LIE, Northern, Southern State Parkways through Nassau and Suffolk counties in fairly good shape. This report is brought to you by AutoZone. Stop into AutoZone right now. You can get 5 single quarts or 1 5-plus quart oil change jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter, just $15.99. See store for details. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthinase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR. W-O-R.
How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, you should know about Konica QH Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a stimulant like caffeine or sugar. It provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's in every cell of your body. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and convert it to Ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also block your production of CoQ10. Taking Konica QH Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users so you can feel young again. Look for Ubiquinol in your favorite supplement brand at any of our Wilner Chemist locations.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Challum. And we just heard that commercial for Ubiquinol made by Konica. Well, Blue Bonnets, all the Blue Bonnet Ubiquinols are on sale at 30% off list at Wilner Chemists. Okay. Continuing with our discussion for a moment, Jack, there's a couple of other supplements that are very interesting we haven't mentioned. One is cinnamon, or just we mentioned it briefly, cinnamon. The other one, lipoic acid. How do those figure into that nice mix of yours?
Well, cinnamon, like most herbs and spices, are good for health. And cinnamon specifically seems to exert some very nice benefits to managing blood sugar levels. Some of the studies are a little bit mixed in terms of conflicting results. I suspect these vary because of the cinnamon source, and there are different types of cinnamon out there. But overall, they're positive. It's certainly easy to take, whether you take it in a capsule or you just sprinkle it on some fruit. And so one of the ways I approach it is, okay, if the research is a little bit mixed, don't sweat it. This is something that really does taste good. And if you don't want to hassle with sprinkling it on fruit, then just take a capsule. And, you know, I think we've all found that some supplements work better for some people, less so for other people. So part of this is really kind of a personal experimentation or self-experimentation to find what really works best for you.
That's the way you have to do it with these things. Absolutely correct. Okay, let's talk to one of our listeners, Hermine from Manhattan.
Hello, doctor.
Hello.
I have been a long time, maybe at least 20 years, Wilner customer. That's my favorite. My problem is diabetic. I have been diabetic for, I'd say, a couple of years that I know of. I'm currently taking as a medication metformin, HCL,
right.
500 milligrams.
Okay.
I also have high blood pressure, but you're taking my question regarding diabetes, right?
Well, sure.
Okay. I take also chromium picolinate.
Okay.
500. The Wilner person told me to take it twice a day, but I am taking it once. But I just heard you said that twice a day is great, so I will do that. I take vitamin D3. I've been taking that for a few months for osteoporosis, but you mentioned vitamin D, which is good for that. For the this is for my high blood pressure. There's something called green tea extract. That is good, very, very good. I went to a health store the other day, not Wilner. I was going to get the Q10, and the salesperson told me that I should not take any type of natural medicine if I'm taking prescribed medicine from the doctor, and that scared me a bit.
Okay, so how can we help you, Hermine?
I just want to know if it's okay that I'm taking a prescribed medicine from my doctor along with these things that I'm taking that I just mentioned to you, the green tea extract, the chromium picolinate,
Okay, we have a medical doctor right in the studio, Dr. Podell.
First, what are the medicines that you're taking?
Metformin.
Just metformin?
500, yes.
Yeah, that would be fine with all those.
Can I take the Q10, CoQ10?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, I went to this health food store.
Why did you go to the health food store when you know about the wonderful people at Wilner Chemists?
Because I was on my lunch hour. As I told your associate, I have been a Wilner person for over 20 years.
Well, we love you for that.
Yeah. But I was rushing.
You don't want to expect to get medical advice from anybody in a health food store.
Yeah.
People in health food stores are not supposed to give medical
advice. Well, they're not a health food store. They're one of those health,
We've already answered the question. The answer is no. There's no problem in taking these various nutrients along with the metformin, which is usually the case whenever you have a condition that you can monitor and measure, such as high blood pressure or as your blood sugar measurements. If there would be a problem, you would notice it when you're monitoring your blood sugar. And also make sure if you were listening when Jack was talking about the vitamin D, the D3, he also mentioned that it's important that you take it along with the calcium, okay? So hopefully, even though you didn't mention calcium, hopefully you are taking plenty of calcium and magnesium, I would hope, along with your vitamin D for the normal reasons such as osteoporosis. But as we pointed out, it'll also help your blood sugar, okay? Thanks for the call.
All right. 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here in the studio. And in addition to being heard on News Talk Radio 710 WOR, our show goes down to Atlanta, WGKA in Atlanta. And the 800 number works from Atlanta as well. So you Atlanta folks, give us a holler. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, next we have Charles from Demarest, New Jersey. Hi, Charles.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good, and you?
Fine, thank you. My wife and I listen to your program every afternoon, and we appreciate it being there. It's been very helpful.
Thank you.
We have, or I have, I should say, peripheral neuropathy, which I understand is related to diabetes in the feet, and I've just been prescribed an item called Voltaren, Voltaren gel.
Right.
And I'm wondering, I don't know anything about it. Should it be helpful, or should I take some other medicine, possibly supplement?
Voltaren is an anti-inflammatory. It's on the same lines as, say, Advil, ibuprofen. It's stronger, and as those things go, it's a pretty good drug. The advance is that they're now taking it in a salve that you can actually put on the area that's painful. And this, in theory, should reduce a lot of the side effects you see with the anti-inflammatories. Namely, they can cause gastritis and GI bleeding and so on. I would expect that putting it on locally would be much less likely to do that. Whether it's a good thing for you or not, really, you can determine by trying it. It's certainly a reasonable thing to try. It will either give you some relief of the pain or it won't.
You know, one of the things, by the way, you mentioned neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy. One of the nutrients, Arnie, that we haven't asked Jack about that would be especially of interest to Charles would be alpha-lipoic acid. We should ask Jack about alpha-lipoic acid.
I'm glad you're asking me about that. Alpha-lipoic acid has been used as a quote-unquote prescription drug in Germany to treat diabetic peripheral neuropathy for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. And it's an antioxidant. It's found in a lot of foods. The Germans sort of view supplements very differently from how we view them. And the dose that is typically given to treat peripheral neuropathy is 200 milligrams three times a day. And there have been some other studies that show that when you combine alpha-lipoic acid with gamma-linolenic acid, I know that's a mouthful, but it's a plant oil called GLA in terms of the abbreviation. And that combination seems to work very, very well with various types of neuropathy.
That is primrose oil we're talking about. This way,
it's found in primrose and borage and black currant seed oils. I always tell people look for the specific amount of GLA, not the total amount of oil in the capsule. And you'd probably want a couple hundred milligrams per day of the GLA.
Yeah, as I understand it, this literature, it's a real shame that's not been followed up on. The original studies, a very, very good study done in the mid-90s, was with primrose oil. So even though the primrose oil has less GLA than, say, the borage oil, I usually will stick with the primrose oil since that's the one that really has the best data.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Podell, you might want to – I may have mentioned this before. The only reason that primrose oil was the material used back in the early days of the studies on GLA was because that was the only oil available commercially. So they didn't have a choice. If they had had a choice, in my opinion, they probably would have preferred to have used GLA from borage oil because, as you know, it's much more potent. But it wasn't commercially available yet. Okay. So in this particular case, I would kind of challenge you to rethink that maybe they didn't use evening primrose because they felt it was better. They used evening primrose because that's all they had.
Right.
And then later on, we came up with the with those oils that were made available commercially that had higher levels of GLA. So
yeah,
that's the reason.
I don't disagree with that, but the fact is, if you look at the literature, the proof is there for primrose, and borage really hasn't been tested.
Okay,
well,
we can debate that another time. But I see both of your points, and we'll march off it. We'll get the dueling pistols, and we'll figure it out that
way.
That's
what you want to fund a little research.
The other thing
here
we should mention on the before we leave the alpha lipoic acid discussion is to point out that one of the products that I like from Solgar. And by the way, you know, we didn't mention, but we do want to thank Solgar. Jack is appearing today, courtesy of the Solgar vitamin company, so we should give them credit for that. We thank them. But Solgar does have a very interesting product, cinnamon and alpha lipoic acid in combination. So, you know, we've talked about the cinnamon's role in treating diabetes and prediabetes, and we just got done talking about alpha lipoic acid. So I really like that combination of the cinnamon and alpha lipoic acid from Solgar.
I'll add that I think the combination are particularly good because they work through different biochemical pathways, and in a sense what you're doing is reinforcing these pathways, and you reinforce one with lipoic acid, you reinforce another one with cinnamon. The more of these pathways you can reinforce, the better off you'll be.
All righty. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arne Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Challum. And now we're going to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements. Here's Dr. Mackay.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that taking fish oil supplements may be safer than eating fish? Medical professionals worldwide are recommending that higher intakes of omega-3 fatty acids from fish is a valuable way to promote health and prevent chronic disease. Unfortunately, the world's oceans have become polluted with toxins such as mercury, lead, PCBs, dioxins, and other contaminants. The Food and Drug Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency have warned the public of the potential dangers of consuming too much fish because of the associated toxins. The good news is that purified fish oil goes through a gentle, multi-step distillation that removes unwanted environmental contaminants. Researchers that have compared the levels of toxins in fish versus fish oil supplements and have concluded that fish oil supplements provide the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids without the risk of toxicity. So the next time you buy a fish oil product, make sure that it is pure and free of unwanted contaminants. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Challum. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. And I also want to point out that the entire line of Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 35% off list price. And I also want to give Jack Challum an opportunity to tell you about his newsletter, The Nutrition Reporter, with his website and how you can become his friend on Facebook. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, I appreciate that. If you're on Facebook, just go to The Nutrition Reporter, and you can sign up as a fan, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, I post comments about studies, late-breaking news about nutrition and medicine, and sometimes I'll just throw an opinion out there about one controversy or another. If you'd like to download some free copies of my newsletter, go to nutritionreporter.com, and you'll find some subscription information. The newsletter is done the old-fashioned way. It's actually printed and mailed out each month. And for U.S. residents, it's $28 a year. It's a great resource that summarizes recent research on vitamins and minerals and foods and herbs.
Okay, and I highly recommend it.
That'll work. I went to thenutritionreporter.com, and that took me to your website. Does this plain Nutrition Reporter work as well?
They both work.
Okay, good. Okay, I thought that might be the case. I just wanted to make sure that nobody had a problem getting to the website, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and who's next? Tova from Lakewood, New Jersey. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. My situation's like this. I'm pregnant, 28 weeks, and I took a one-hour glucose tolerance test last week, and I failed. My number was 171. So tomorrow I'm going for a three-hour test. But a couple of years ago, even when I wasn't pregnant, my doctor had sent me for the three-hour test, and the results were that after the first hour, I don't remember the number, but it was high. And he told me at the second and third hour, I was okay, but it was some type of form of prediabetes, he said. And I didn't really do anything about it. So now I'm realizing that I do want to get some information on diet and supplements and make some changes. Can you make any suggestions for me?
Well, I would start by suggesting that you pick up a copy of my book, Stop Prediabetes Now. And in the book, I go into an eating plan that really emphasizes quality proteins, a lot of veggies, cutting way back on the sugars and the starches, which are really causing a lot of the problems. And it sounds like what you have is gestational diabetes. I think Dr. Podell could jump in here too, but it almost sounds like you're being over-tested here, and a glucose tolerance test is a real stress. And it really seems pretty obvious that you don't have very good control of your blood sugar. And one of the consequences could be in terms of the health of your fetus and also as an infant and a child. So these are things you really want to get under control with some good, sensible eating habits and some supplementation. I mean, you certainly don't have to go over the top in terms of taking a lot of things here, but it's important that you get on top of this.
Yeah, the gestational diabetes, which, you know, being pregnant is a stress on the body, and it tends to raise the blood sugar. This will most likely resolve itself after you deliver the baby. On the other hand, what it shows is that you are vulnerable to diabetes, in effect. Right. Consider yourself really a pre-diabetic. And the entire set of things that are in Jack's book will be relevant for you once the baby's delivered. Now, the same herbs and vitamins and so on might well be helpful while you're pregnant, but nobody wants to experiment with somebody, well, there's a fetus, because we don't really know what the effect of raising high doses of, say, primrose oil or lipoic acid would be on a child. So right now, the control of diet, and to the degree that you can do exercise, that will probably be able to keep the blood sugar in reasonable range, and you monitor it periodically. Afterward, then you implement the full program, which will be in the book.
Dr. Podell, a quick question. One nutrient that we didn't discuss yet is fiber. And obviously, I'm sure many of the dietary suggestions in the book will result directly or indirectly in increasing the overall fiber content of the diet. But to address your comments about pregnancy concerns, would somebody need to be concerned who is pregnant if they took a fiber supplement?
No, the fiber supplements would be fine. In other words, okay. Fiber is considered part of the healthy diet, and you know, that would be encouraged.
And I would add to that the soluble type of fiber, it is the preferred form, you know, something like psyllium or glucomannan, beta-glucan, fibers of that sort.
PGX.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of our other good companies, Natural Factors, makes a PGX fiber that's very, very good. Okay, now we need to pause for a moment to tell you a little bit about Wilner Phytoant, Anti-Ox Phytocomplex.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, this is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Chalom. And I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. And I also want to point out that the entire line of Nature's Way products are now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. And I want to remind you that this is a two-hour show. Those of you who are on the phones, stay right where you are, and we promise we will get back to you right after the break for the news and weather and all of that stuff. We'll be back at about 5 minutes past three. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.